Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
Welcome to Moving People to Action with your host, Amy Ayoub. Moving People to Action is designed to be informative, educational, motivating, and fun. Guests will include Las Vegas leaders who will inspire listeners to take positive action in their life, business, and community. Now, let's start moving people to action. Here's your host, Amy Ayoub.
Welcome to Moving People to Action. I'm Amy Ayoub, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to my guest this evening, Nina Waldman. Nina's the owner of Nina Waldman's Body in Mind Pilates Studio and Fitness Boutique. And that is body in mind, not body and mind. I want to make that clear. Nina, before we talk about body in mind and all the great things you're doing in your company, tell us about you. Normally, I ask my guest to tell us about their childhood and what brought them to Las Vegas, but you're one of those rare ones. You're a native of Las Vegas, as is your husband, right?
This is true. First, I want to say thank you for having me, Amy. I really appreciate being here. And yes, I'm born and raised in this wonderful city of Las Vegas, and my husband as well. We're both third generation natives.
Unbelievable. That's great.
And we are surrounded by, I know you say it's rare, but we have plenty of friends, large group who are also born and raised in Las Vegas.
I've been here since I was two, so I have this inner anger that I can't say I'm native, but I just can't do it. But
you make the cut.
Right. Okay, good. So tell us about your background and maybe some of your first jobs before you opened your company.
Okay, well, I actually grew up in Henderson. So saying I'm a Las Vegas native, I might be fibbing a little bit there.
Southern Nevada.
But I was born at Southern Nevada Memorial Hospital.
That's where my brother was born. Yeah.
So growing up in Henderson, I moved to Las Vegas when I was a teenager and had numerous jobs. I decided that I was going to get into health occupations, so I went to Votech and studied health oc for a while. And then I ended up leaving there and graduating from Valley High School.
And did you meet your husband when you were in school? Or
no, actually, it's interesting because he played basketball at UNLV, and I didn't know who he was when we first met. And we were
your husband's name is, for the basketball fans?
Yes, his name is H, just the letter H, Waldman. Right. But he played at Clark here in Las Vegas, and then he played at UNLV. And
what years were was he at UNLV?
He was there 91. I could get some heat for this one. I don't have the exact date. The year they lost the championship. That doesn't sound too good, does it? But after he left UNLV, after Coach Tarkanian left, he went to play at St. Louis University and finished college at St. Louis University in 95. But we were, during the summer, on a trip to Laguna Beach, and I met him in the airport. And apparently he tapped his friend and said, if that's the girl, don't let me fall in love this weekend. And we've been together ever since. So
that's great. When was that again?
That was 94.
All right. So the Pilates part of your life, when did that happen? In fact, tell us first about Pilates. What is Pilates?
Pilates is an old form of exercise, and its inventor, who it's named after, was Joseph Pilates. Came about in the early 20th century. He was a boxer, a bodybuilder, a gymnast, but he was also a very sickly child. So what he did to overcome his health issues was build his body. He was also a boxer, and he took an Eastern approach to exercise combined with a Western approach and created this method called contrology. Pilates is movement through breathing that realigns the body increases core strength, but also increases flexibility. And he was also a nurse. He was a German man, and when World War I came about, he had already worked very hard training his platoon, getting them in top physical shape. And they were ambushed, and a lot of them who he had worked so hard with were bedridden, and he didn't want them to suffer atrophy of the muscles. So he actually put springs and ropes and created this pulley system so they could exercise while they were in their hospital beds.
Wow. For some reason, I thought it was based on ballet dancers.
And a lot of people do.
Was that any part of his training? Or
when he moved, no, not at all. No. Actually, he was not
they
a dancer
just are
at all.
Some
he
people was, that use it, right?
Well, it's multidimensional movement, mm-hmm. and we're supposed to keep our bodies moving in all these different ranges of motion to keep our spine young and supple and to promote flexibility. So a lot of dancers, when he moved to New York with his wife Clara, started to come to his studio and train with him, and he not only kept their core strong, fixed issues that were going on with their body from overuse of certain muscle groups, helped them prevent injury, but also helped rehabilitate them as well.
And then, so tell us now how you got involved with Pilates.
How I got into Pilates was when my husband H, who was playing basketball, the year that he graduated from college, that was the first strike that the NBA saw. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the camps weren't open. So he moved back here from St. Louis, and both of us got into real estate. He did commercial and I did residential, and he was starting to write off his basketball career. He'd been playing basketball since he was 4, but he got a phone call from Israel because he's Jewish. He was able to get naturalized citizenship and play basketball in Israel. And I don't know how much you know or people know, because I didn't know, that basketball teams have 12 positions, 12 players. And overseas, they allow 2 positions to be taken from foreigners, preferably Americans, because Americans are, you know, really good at basketball. So with him getting his citizenship, those other 2 spots were able to be occupied by other Americans. So he went to play basketball in Israel. We hung up our real estate career, and I decided that, well, after learning the rules were so different overseas and selling homes, that I needed to figure out what I was going to do to make a living and to be busy in a world that was completely foreign to me. Right. So I started getting into personal training. And I was training, and I met this woman who I was training, and she asked if I had ever heard of Pilates, and I had no idea what it was. And then shortly after that, my husband was in the middle of a basketball game and slipped a disc in his back. I don't know how he did it, but he finished the game. Mm. And after the game, the doctors looked at him, told him he had this herniated disc and that he had to get surgery. So he underwent surgery in Israel. And when we came back to Las Vegas, which we did every summer, we walked into Keith Clevin's practice. He's a physical therapist in town and a really good one. We saw the Pilates equipment, and we were both baffled. We thought, what in the world is this?
It is different. If somebody hasn't seen it, they need to Google it, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody or better yet, go to your studio and see
there
it.
There we go. Exactly. So he started rehabilitating his back after surgery, doing Pilates there, and I saw the strength that he gained and how quickly he came back, and I was already interested in finding out more about Pilates. So I spoke to the lady that I was training, and she said, you know, we should get you certified, and we should open up the first Pilates studio in Jerusalem. And I thought, this is a good idea. So I came back to Las Vegas, and I got my certification here at UNLV. And I went back to Israel, and we opened up the first Body and Mind. And up till this day, there is a 3-month waiting list to get into the studio.
That's great.
And I started, you know, incorporating Pilates with a lot of the Israelis that lived in Jerusalem, and it was pretty fascinating because that country is surrounded by so much turmoil and chaos that it really felt like I was bringing a sanctuary to them. So it became popular very fast, and that was 14 years ago. It's been that popular ever since, and there's lots of reasons that we'll go into. Yes. But that's how my career began in Pilates.
How long did you have the studio in Israel?
We lived there for 5 years.
And did your husband come to the studio there?
Yes, and I started to train a lot of the basketball players on his team. And Pilates does so much for the body, but for athletes, it creates even better balance because they're using certain muscle groups over and over and over again, and it balances them out, and they're able to improve their athleticism. So the few years that I trained his basketball team are the few years they won the championship.
Very good commercial for you. That's great. Now, I believe you have 3 certifications and
yes,
different types of Pilates. What are the different?
The first certification that I received was great information because it was coming from a person who had worked with physical therapists. So it was more of a rehabilitative type program that I underwent the first go around. But I felt after working with so many bodies that had been what's called classically trained, that I didn't have enough knowledge about Pilates and the Pilates method. So I felt there was something lacking. I needed more. So my second certification was in classical. And classical is very different than there are a few different forms of Pilates out there, just for people who don't know that. But it's very movement-oriented. It's very fluid. And it's very dance-like, ballet-esque. So this one was as close to his original teachings. But then I was feeling like something was missing there because of the personal training experience that I had. And I realized that Pilates has been around a very long time, and Joseph Pilates was way ahead of his time. But like medicine and science, exercise changes every day. What we thought was conducive to the body yesterday, we're finding out wasn't so good. So some of the movements were a little dated, if you will. So the third certification that I received was through Stott, and they take his original teachings, but she's also worked with physical therapists and chiropractors and updated them. So every movement that you do is safe for any body type. There are modifications in the Stott method where there weren't modifications in the classical method. So I have all 3 of these certifications, and I mix them all together and give my clients what they need for their body.
In the past, I've taken Pilates that was called floor Pilates. Mm-hmm. I love the machines. That's why I love your studio. One of the many reasons I love your studio, but what is the difference? I know both are good, but yes. What's the difference between taking it's called reformer classes when you use the machines, right?
Yes.
Compared to the floor exercises.
Well, there are a few different pieces of Pilates equipment that you can practice when you're working on the equipment. There's what's called a trapeze unit, or also called a Cadillac. There's,
which isn't as frightening as it sounds.
It looks intimidating, but it's not. It actually is a dessert for your body. There's the chair, the Wanda chair. There's a pulley tower, and there's the reformer. The reformer is the most popular because it's the most universal. The big difference is between working on the floor, on a mat, and working on the equipment. There are 34 essential mat exercises if you're sticking to classical Pilates. And there are over 500 different exercises that you can perform on the various pieces of apparatus. So the exercise, when it comes to working on the reformer, is a little bit more safe because you don't have gravitational pull. We all have misalignments in our body. We all have stronger muscles and certain muscles that are weak. So we're not completely centered when we're doing mat. Mat is excellent, though. If you're in a very small group and you have a trained instructor, mat is very challenging but can be also very tender for a beginner or somebody who has an injury or somebody who's overweight. But the dimensions of the equipment are designed to keep you in proper form. That's the big advantage. Plus, there's additional resistance. Resistance training, as we've learned, is very important for bone density. And it can be a completely different workout, but both targeting the same things, increasing flexibility, increasing core strength, elongating muscles. Breathing is a very, very big, important piece of the puzzle when we're talking Pilates.
In fact, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk about that breathing that is so important. So we'll take a short break and hear from our sponsor, the fabulous Radio City Pizzeria. Remember, the phone lines are open, so call us at 702-731-1230.
Come on down to Radio City Pizzeria at Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Check out our beer specials all day, every day. We have 50-cent PBRs, $1.50 Moretti, and $1.50 Newcastle. To go with your beer, we also have amazing food. Be sure to check out our Viva Las Vegas pizza. Check out our delicious and unique menu on RadioCityPizza.com and visit us at Facebook or Twitter. Radio City Pizzeria, the best 18 inches you've ever had, inside Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Las Vegas!
When I found myself stuck, not sure what I wanted my life to look like, I decided to do for myself what the top athletes and CEOs do, hire a coach. And it's the best decision I've made. Amy Ayoub from Moving People to Action did just that, moved me to action by helping me get clear on what my values, vision, and passions are. I'm Caroline Sioka, Community Relations Director at SuperPON. The simple act of writing things down that had been floating around in my head for years was transformational. Everything started falling into place after Amy coached me through my deliberate life design. And her public speaking coaching has opened up a completely new world to me. Not only am I giving keynote speeches, but I'm able to leave an impression when giving a 2-minute introduction or sponsorship moment. Don't settle for all right. Go all out and live every moment of your life to its fullest. Go to Amy's website at movingpeopletoaction.com or call her at 702-784-7687 and let her get you moving in a positive direction.
We're back with Moving People to Action. I'm Amy Ayoub, and we're speaking with our guest, Nina Waldman, from Nina Waldman's Body in Mind Pilates Studio and Fitness Boutique. And we have a caller on the phone. It's Delilah, and thank you for holding, Delilah. Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Delilah.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just recently tuned in, so I'm not sure if you covered this, but I'm about 4.5 months pregnant, and I've been wanting to start Pilates and yoga, but I've never done it before, and I've read that it's really good as long as you've done it before, or I'm not really sure because I'm pregnant and I'm trying to be really careful. Is that safe for me? Or
I totally understand your concern, and to ease your mind, I'm a mommy myself, and I practice Pilates and have my pre-postnatal certification. Pilates is absolutely safe, and to let you know a little bit more is I was high-risk pregnancy, and it took me a very long time to get pregnant. I didn't want to do fertility, so I was extra cautious and concerned that I wouldn't lose the baby by doing what I've been doing all these years. And I had, when I lived in Israel, worked with dozens and dozens of pregnancies. But I have to tell you, it was different when I was pregnant myself. Pilates is very safe. You have to understand that, being 4.5 months pregnant, there's a few questions I have for you. Were you active before this pregnancy?
I was active. I did a lot of walking and some, I worked with weights a little bit.
Okay.
And like on an incline, I'd get on the treadmill, about 4 times a week. But right when I got pregnant, I kind of stopped because I was kind of scared of the risk of miscarriage, and I was just kind of freaky about it. So now I'm just starting back up again.
Okay. You know, the first thing that we want to make sure of is that you have a doctor's release. You're in your second trimester, so something that happens to a pregnant body is you're releasing relaxin. And relaxin is a hormone that makes our joints hypermobile, allowing for, you know, getting us ready for pregnancy so the baby can travel out and our pelvis can expand. A pregnant body, and don't be afraid when I say this, a pregnant body is an unstable body. So creating stability is what Pilates accomplishes. And what a mommy doesn't want to do when it comes to exercise, a mommy doesn't want to go to the gym and try to do a conventional crunch. Bad things can happen. And again, keep in mind, a pregnant body is an unstable body. So Pilates is great for keeping your body as stable as possible, keeping your core strong, keeping your body properly aligned so the baby can travel down the birth canal without any difficulty. And the breathing is very essential. Some of the things that I work with my mommies-to-be, I cover things that even my wonderful, wonderful perinatologist didn't discuss with me. Certain exercises that you want to do to help prevent miscarriage. Certain exercises for first-time mommies to prepare themselves for bearing down, pushing the baby out into this world. So to answer your question, yes, Pilates is definitely safe. I would love to meet you and talk to you either at the studio or you can contact me.
Why don't you give the way anybody can contact you, your website and your number?
Okay. The website is www.vegaspilates.net and the studio line is 702-539-2639. Give me a call and I'll be happy to help you.
And did you tell about what was the outcome of your pregnancy?
Oh, thank you. Okay. So yes, practicing Pilates up until about 2 weeks before I gave birth, I did it naturally and Pilates did help me push the baby out without any problems and bounce back.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that is amazing.
Thank you. I'm here to help you throughout your pregnancy. I love working with mommies.
Great. Thank you so much. That makes me feel so much better. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Delilah. We have another caller, Mike. Hi, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And do you have a question?
I have a question, yes. I have a ventral hernia, and I have been doing very, very light Pilates, and I would prefer. I've noticed and I've lost a lot of weight recently, and I've noticed like that it seems to be. I don't know whether you could say it getting better, but it's not protruding now when I work out like it did when I first started, and I was wondering if Pilates could maybe save me from getting surgery to put the mesh in. I don't know if this question should be given to a doctor but I just thought maybe you would have some experience dealing with someone like me that has a hernia and is trying to still work out.
Yes. Well, first of all, hello, Mike, and thank you for calling in and asking me this question. Definitely all medical questions should go towards your doctor, but just to let you know some of the experience that I have, I've worked with different clients over the years who have various types of hernias, and at least you know you have a ventral hernia. Now that I've heard you talk, you have not underwent surgery for this, and everything you're doing is wonderful because carrying excess weight, you've lost some weight. This is key. Got to keep the weight off so the pressure isn't there. And you can prevent surgery. I have 14 years of working with different clients who have had hernias pre and post-op. And as long as you're keeping the weight off and you're not pushing anything really heavy, and doing mat work is fine, even getting on the equipment because it's not heavy, heavy resistance, you should be fine. Just keep the weight off and keep stretching, and you need to keep your core strong so nothing like this happens, because weak abdominals are where you're at high risk and you might end up having to get surgery. But all those medical questions, definitely talk to your doctor about.
Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Sure.
Have you worked with anybody that, like this has been like 4 months now, and I feel my core getting stronger, and I feel when I work out, it's not, it never bothered me physically. I never had any pain, but it just looked horrible, you know, as I was, you know, using my abdominal muscles for the first time in years. But now it's looking better and better. Have you worked with anybody that, without doing any surgery, was able to do the reformer? Because right now what I'm doing is light Pilates, which is just with weights and not on the reformer.
Yes, I have five men that have, you know, umbilical, ventral, epigastric, different types of hernias. And, you know, I've seen that lump, if you will, go down, yeah, but not completely go away. But yes, all of them are doing reformer work. All of them are fine. Some are pre-op, some are post-op. So you're with a great trainer. And again, you say that you're not in pain and you're noticing the size go down. The size can go up and it can go down. But everything that you're saying, Mike, is you're going in the right direction.
Thank you very, very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling. Nina, before we went to break, you had mentioned the importance of breathing correctly. In my coaching with my clients on their improving their communication skills, one of the first things we discuss is that same thing, the importance of breathing correctly, not just for better projection and better stamina, but so many people are afraid of speaking in public that they get so nervous. And when you breathe incorrectly, that increases the nervousness and the anxiety. So can you talk about the importance of breathing, but also take our listeners through the way to breathe correctly?
Absolutely. We think because breath is life and we have to breathe, it's second nature, that we wouldn't have difficulty with it. Pilates breathing is very beneficial, but a little bit challenging, and it takes a little while for people to get used to. Yogic breathing is belly breathing, where your belly rises and falls. Pilates is not the same. Pilates breathing technique has its benefits as well. Pilates breathing is lateral breathing, meaning sideways breathing. So when you take a deep breath, it's a very simple way to de-stress. And when you breathe deep enough, you're expanding the rib cage, filling up your lungs as if they were two empty, magnificent balloons, and then you're exhaling the stale air out. I like to guide my clients by having them think of breathing in any stress, any illness, any negativity, thinking of the word let, and then as they exhale, releasing all of that and thinking of the word go. Mm. Lateral breathing, if you're not driving, you can place your hands on top of your rib cage. And as your fingertips are touching towards the center of your body, if you take a deep breath and you're breathing from your lungs, not from your chest, not when your shoulders rise, and not from your tummy, when you inhale, the rib cage expands out to the side. You feel that, Amy?
Yeah, I feel it. I'm doing it.
And then as you exhale, the rib cage closes in on the lungs, compressing that stale air out. Lateral breathing is very important in Pilates. Belly breathing would not be beneficial because we're doing a lot of things that contract your abdominal muscles. And when you lift your head or your legs are up, if you're trying to breathe from your tummy, you're creating a bigger midsection, and other things can happen that you don't want to happen.
So. But it is coming, the air is entering through that area
and
then moving up more towards the top part of your lung. It's entering your lungs there, but then moving upward. And how they'll know that they're breathing incorrectly is if they put their hand on their chest, and when they inhale, that's the part that kind of goes out, right?
Or their tummy.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing is, we have a natural filtration system in our nostrils. Breathing in through the nostrils and out through the mouth is Pilates breathing. Yogic breathing would be in through the nose and out into the throat. They're very different. And I have to reprogram my yogis and my yoginis who come into Pilates. And I'm sure yoga instructors have to reprogram the Pilates practitioners too. Do different forms of breathing, but both very beneficial.
I was going to ask that. So it's not that it's not beneficial, the yoga type of breathing, but it's just not beneficial for Pilates.
For the movements that we're doing in Pilates, but both. I encourage, anytime you can stop and take a deep breath, oxygenate your blood, it gives you that instant feel-good sensation. I call it the cheapest form of therapy you can give yourself.
Well, also, when people say, I can't meditate, I can't just sit there and think of nothing, you know, some of the excuses that people come up with are the ideas they have of what meditation is. If nothing else, that a few deep breaths is instant meditation.
Absolutely. When people say, all right, take a moment to stop and count to 10, really what they're doing is they're taking time to stop and breathe. Mm-hmm. It's de-stressing, clearing your mind, releasing.
One of the other things I love about your studio is that you do feel like it's an oasis. You just feel so calm in there, and you make sure that there is that setting, that it's a holistic setting.
Thank you. Right. My staff and I try to give the ultimate experience. So when somebody walks in, if they've had a bad day or they're feeling under the weather, they're feeling fatigued, our goal is to make you feel better when you walk out of the door than you did when you walked in. Plus, it helps that we're in the absolutely beautiful 4-star, 4-diamond drift spa at Palms Place.
I was just going to ask you, you could have your studio anywhere in the city. Why did you choose the Palms?
I love Palms the Place. Palms. Yeah. I had a location out in Henderson, and when the recession hit, the overhead just got to be too much, and I was very blessed to be invited over to Palms Place from my friend who runs the gym over there, John Moretti, as well as George Maloof, bringing me in to the Palms family, and my clients are able to receive that VIP treatment, and the spa is just breathtaking and so
it
peaceful.
Really is. Yeah.
And it's not overwhelming and overstimulated like this big gym. I never wanted to create that. I wanted to create a sanctuary where people could go and feel when they walked in, they were at ease, not intimidated. Right. It is intimidating for somebody who's in top-notch shape to walk into this huge gym. So I took that part out of it, and they do come in and they're at ease where they can come, get a good workout, and relax and feel like they're being taken under my wing.
And the wonderful George Maloof designed that whole building so perfectly, didn't he? You can just go right up the elevator to the 6th floor. You're right there in the beautiful spa. Up the stairs, and there's your studio, and it's unbelievable to be right in the middle of the city and just feel like you're on an island. It's very peaceful. The name Body in Mind, where did that come from?
Well, I came up with a name back in Israel when my partner and I, who opened the first Body in Mind, were trying to come up with names, and we thought of a few different names, and she wanted Body and Mind, Body and Mind, Body and Mind, and I said, no, it's actually a mind and body connection, Pilates is, and I want people to start treating their body as one full piece and keeping that connection with their mind and their body. And once they do that, you'll realize that it's from top to bottom, inside out, right, left. We're trying to create this balance, and you can't do spot-specific areas. Pilates treats you as one whole unit, so you have to keep the mind and the body connected as you're exercising. Pilates is not only a physical workout, it's a cerebral workout. We have to exercise our brain too, and it might be the one form of exercise next to yoga, because I'm an avid practitioner of yoga as well, that you don't have distractions. Might be one hour out of your day where you're being selfish in a good way, and you're thinking about your body and its movements, and you're not distracted by music, and you're not distracted by a book. You're thinking about connecting, you know, the thought with the movement.
The other thing, I keep saying this, the other thing I love, there's so much I love about your training, is I feel like I leave with this wonderful feeling that I really got a great workout, but I'm also not exhausted. I'm more motivated. So you can go right back to work or whatever you have to do.
Pilates,
from a class. Yes.
Yes. Pilates, yeah, is invigorating.
Yes.
It's not that type of exercise where you are spent,
right,
after doing it. It, you know, the benefits go on throughout the day. You have oxygenated your blood through breathing. You have stretched. A lot of people don't realize that to consider yourself physically fit, you have to have 3 components. You have to have strength, you have to have endurance, and you have to have flexibility. And oftentimes I find people who come into the studio, they're supreme athletes, and they've got this chiseled body, and they've got the
strength.
Are
you talking about me
again? I am.
You stop that.
I can't. But they lack in flexibility. People don't stretch.
Right.
And Pilates is so much more than that stretching exercise, I often hear people say.
It is. We're going to take another short break and then come back and talk about the fitness boutique part It's not just the Pilates studio. So we'll take a short break and hear from our sponsor, Radio City Pizzeria. Remember that the phone lines are open, 702-731-1230.
Come on down to Radio City Pizzeria at Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Check out our beer specials all day, every day. We have 50-cent PBRs, $1.50 Moretti, and $1.50 Newcastle. To go with your beer, we also have amazing food. Be sure to check out our Viva Las Vegas pizza. Check out our delicious and unique menu on RadioCityPizza.com and visit us at Facebook or Twitter. Radio City Pizzeria, the best 18 inches you've ever had, inside Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Las Vegas!
Do you know the most cost-effective and persuasive marketing tool most people overlook or avoid? Public speaking. I'm Amy Ayoub, owner of Moving People to Action. There are so many opportunities to spread your message through public speaking, while networking, at professional associations, workshops, and so many other venues. In these challenging times, give yourself a competitive advantage. Improve your public speaking skills and overcome your fear. For those of you who are saying, I'm not afraid to speak in public, do not confuse being comfortable with being compelling. You gain instant credibility when you connect to an audience, whether it's an audience of one or 1,000. This is Amy Ayoub from Moving People to Action, inviting you to go to my website, movingpeopletoaction.com, or to call me at 702-784-7687, 702-784-7687. To find out how you can become a dynamic communicator.
Welcome back with Moving People to Action. I'm Amy Ayoub, and my guest tonight is Nina Waldman from Nina Waldman's Body and Mind Pilates Studio and Fitness Boutique. Tell us about the other classes that you offer at your studio besides the Pilates. And in Pilates, you have private sessions or group sessions.
Yes, yes. Private sessions, duets. A lot of husband and wives come in and do duets or semi-privates. Mm-hmm. Reformer classes. I have four reformers, so the classes are not large. They're also intimate. And then we also offer group fitness classes. We offer kickboxing. We have an amazing kickboxing instructor. And we offer a class called Total Conditioning. And it's a mini boot camp, but it's all encompassing, covering those three components that I just mentioned, strength, endurance, and flexibility. We finish with a fusion of Pilates and yoga. And then we offer Zumba.
Yay, Zumba.
Yes, I know you like your Zumba. And then we have this.
For those that don't know what Zumba is.
It is an aerobic dance class, if you will. I don't want to simplify it, and I don't want to be inaccurate, because I've practiced it. I don't teach it. I have great instructors who offer it, but I will say this. It is the one class that I don't perspire a lot, but I am soaking wet after this class, and I have a smile on my face from ear to ear. You're learning a little bit of salsa, merengue, samba, rumba, so you're dancing, but you're in an aerobic state. And it is considered low impact, though, which is nice and safe for people who don't like to bounce around a lot, meaning one foot is on the floor at all times. So
hopefully.
Hopefully. And then we also offer yoga workshops once a month. And this yoga instructor is one of those people who, the way I describe his workshops, we're walking chalkboards, and we write stuff all over ourselves, and we have people and family members and spouses that write this stuff all over us, and we have all these tasks. He's the eraser. Hmm. He erases your chalkboard, and we offer those once a month. He goes over how to execute movements in their proper form the first half of the workshop, and then it is fluid movement the second half of the workshop. When I tell people a yoga workshop that goes on for 3 hours, I get these big eyes sometimes. So it's half and half. And then there's this class that I created called De-Stress Stretch. And what I'm finding is a lot of executives come to this class, a lot of people who just need to breathe and relax. It's candlelit. It's very intimate. It is simple movement that makes your body want to sing and dance. It is also a little bit of Pilates, a little bit of yoga. And we are finding that we are being presented with a lot of corporate wellness offers, and we do corporate wellness at a few different locations in town. So guided meditations, we also offer, like I said, pre and post natal Pilates. So we try to cover everything from A to Z at the studio. I try to explain to people who are working out or people who are considering working out, if you are used to an aggressive type of exercise, whether it's running marathons or taking kickboxing or, you know, boxing, whatever it is that's an aggressive type of exercise, you have to treat your body to something passive.
To balance.
You absolutely do. Our mind is so stimulated throughout the day, and we've got stresses in our life that the best thing for you to do is do something quiet. People who work on their exterior all the time to try to make themselves look prettier and prettier, more handsome, need to counter that by working from the inside out. If you're working the top of your body to have a balance, you have to work the bottom. You see what I'm saying? So I try to offer high, low, internal, external, a little bit of everything for my clients.
At this time of year, you hear a lot of people almost joking about, oh, made these resolutions, never going to keep them, already broke them. How do you move people to action when they get stuck? And also, what do you think it is about the people setting these goals and not being able to maintain or meet them?
Health and wellness is a process. Health and wellness doesn't happen in 30 days, January to be exact. Health and wellness is a journey. And you can't go into this setting unrealistic expectations. I was a chubby teenager, and it took years of educating myself in how to exercise properly, what to eat, to get to where I'm at. It doesn't happen overnight, but we want a quick fix. Everybody wants a quick fix. Well, guess what? If it becomes a lifestyle, you live it, you will be healthy, and you will be well.
So, and you do, I know you do everything you can to help people be able to come to your classes and afford it. There's different prices for different things, but you do have a special going on this month.
Yes. Yeah. We also travel too. I know it's hard for some people. They've got these crazy schedules, or life is just so demanding, or they can't get there. So we do travel outs as well. The promotions that we have for January for those New Year's resolutioners is $65 one-on-one sessions. And we also have, for those who know a little bit more about Pilates, the reformer classes. We have a card of 10 reformer classes for $200, which brings each class down to 20, which is unbelievable savings.
That's a great price. Absolutely. Do you find that people that come to one class end up going to some of your other classes? They come for Pilates, but...
Yes. And, you know, Pilates will sculpt and shape your body, but it is not cardiovascular. So people need to do their cardio for a lot of reasons, you know, not just burning fat, but lowering cholesterol and decreasing, you know, high blood pressure. You need to sweat.
Again, for me, one of the reasons I hadn't been exercising for a while, as you know, I was coming to you and then not, and getting back into it, for me, Pilates is a wonderful way to enter back into working out. And like I said, after you've worked out, you're not exhausted, you're invigorated, the word that you used. And really, I find myself moved to action to then start getting on the treadmill, you know, going early and doing a little cardio before going to your class, or now I'm coming to the Zumba and going to give that cardio kickboxing another try.
Good. One thing that I want to express to people, because I hear it when I get their feedback, is, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and get a little bit stronger before I come to you. No, everybody who comes to the studio is a beginner. We are not going to throw you into something that your body is not ready to do. There are X amount of beginner exercises that until you get strong enough, you will not go into an intermediate level. But it's a progression. So please don't be intimidated by Pilates. If you're with a well-trained, and all my staff are extensively trained, a well-trained instructor, you are safe. this is beneficial. I wish every single person would do Pilates. I don't care where you do it, as long as you're with someone who knows what they're doing and your body's safe. But I've seen miracles happen in the studio. I've seen people who are supposed to get surgeries prevent surgeries. I've seen people who weren't supposed to walk again walk. I've seen people who were very clumsy, had no coordination, carry themselves with so much confidence and poise, and they've got coordination, and next thing you know, they're dancing with their husband. Something so simple from one extreme to the other. I've worked with clients, you know, everything in the middle. And Pilates is really wonderful for people who have ADHD.
Really?
Yes. Keeping them focused on something. I've also worked with MS clients. That was definitely challenging because the synapse doesn't occur from mind to body. But Pilates is brain food. It's not just this physical form of movement, but it you have to feed your mind.
The one-on-one classes with you or your other instructors is quite a treat. They're quite a treat, but your classes are so small that it feels like you just have that one-on-one attention, too. So that's great. For people who might want to learn more about it before they come to your studio, is there any books that you would recommend? Are there any books that you would recommend?
An excellent book is called The Pilates Body for people who want to try Pilates at home on a mat. There are illustrations. There are excellent vocal cues. I've had the book since I got my first certification, and probably every single Pilates instructor out there owns this book. So yes, that is an excellent book.
Great. Okay, we're going to take another short break, hear from our fantastic sponsor, Radio City Pizzeria. Please call us. Lines are open, 702-731-1230.
Come on down to Radio City Pizzeria at Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Check out our beer specials all day, every day. We have 50-cent PBRs, $1.50 Moretti, and $1.50 Newcastle. To go with your beer, we also have amazing food. Be sure to check out our Viva Las Vegas pizza. Check out our delicious and unique menu on RadioCityPizza.com and visit us at Facebook or Twitter. Radio City Pizzeria, the best 18 inches you've ever had, inside Tivoli Village on Alta and Rampart. Las Vegas!
We're back with Moving People to Action. I'm Amy Ayoub with my guest, Nina Waldman, from Nina Waldman's Body in Mind Pilates Studio and Fitness Boutique. Make sure you join us on Facebook. Look up Moving People to Action or the website, movingpeopletoaction.com. And do yourself a favor and treat yourself to a great meal at Radio City Pizzeria. Have you been there yet?
In Tivoli?
In Tivoli
Not
Village.
Not yet.
You must go. They have... Besides the great pizzas, they have great salads, wonderful food, and they're great people, too.
My daughter will love it.
Perfect. Exercise is so important.
Yes,
but
it is.
Unfortunately, we also have to talk about the nutrition.
Let's
what
say
we
fortunately.
Eat. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
People don't realize that some people will say 70, 75. I feel that 80% of how you look and how you feel, energy levels, is what you eat. And clients come to me and they're with me for an hour or 30 minutes, an hour and a half. I don't know what they're doing outside of the studio, what they're eating, but usually they want to feel better and they want to look better. And that is what you're eating. I try to explain to my clients that your body is a temple. And if you had to pick a car, what car would you want your body to resemble? I'm asking you right now, Amy.
Not what it resembles now.
But
right?
what do you envision?
My Jaguar.
Your Jaguar. There you go. Okay, now are you going to put low-grade fuel in your beautiful Jaguar?
No.
So why would you do that with your beautiful temple, your body? Mm-hmm. Nutrition is key. Proper nutrition can cure everything. I mean, it can prevent cancer. It can help you feel better. It can help you think better. It can help you avoid depression. And then the number one thing that most of my clients are wanting is weight loss. A lot of people aren't eating enough. People are grazing. not getting enough protein, not getting a balance of carbohydrates, not incorporating enough fruits and vegetables. You have to have it all. Recently, one of my dear friends started her, she's a chef, she started this healthy home delivery food service. She'll bring it to your home, she'll bring it to your place of occupation, and you can look at her link off of my webpage. But she was the
and your webpage again is?
It is www.vegaspilates.net. She was the missing puzzle piece for me to be able, you know, I've got the cardio classes, I've got the Pilates, we've got the de-stress, but people aren't eating enough or they're not eating properly. So she is that missing link, and she has quite a few.
What's her name?
Her name is Courtney Rogers. It's Fresh Life Cuisine. And I'm seeing a drastic change in the skin, the hair, the physiques of my clients since they've been eating nutritious meals.
About a month before I came back to you, I changed everything about my eating. And for me, what I chose to do is become a vegan, and I'm also gluten-free and sugar-free. A lot of this was health-related to the, is what inspired me to do that. So I understand people will make different choices. Do you feel, you know, you just hear from some people, okay, this is exactly what you need to eat. But there are people who choose to be vegan, vegetarian,
yes.
Or they have diseases that where they can't eat gluten.
Yes.
So talk about the difference.
Well, first I want to say that you look amazing since you've made these changes in your life.
Thank you.
And I'm very
I
proud
feel
of you.
Wonderful. Thank
yes,
you very
I bet.
Much.
That's
and thanks
the thing.
For your support.
How you feel, yeah. How you feel is very important. She can personalize your programs for diabetics, for people who need to live gluten-free, vegans, vegetarians. So she speaks with you, and if you have any food aversions, what you might be lacking, she covers all that. So that's wonderful. But like you said, not every, I don't like to say diet, because when I say the word diet, it's how you're eating and what you're eating throughout the day. Certain people burn more. Certain people need more of carbohydrates. Certain people need more lean protein. So everybody's unique and everybody's special. You have to find what works for you, but you need balance. I don't ever do anything that pulls away from a carbohydrate or a protein or fruits and vegetables. You have to have balance of everything.
Even on the vegan side, there's proteins in,
yes.
in the beans and nuts and various
and tofu.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Various vegetables. So it's a matter of still being very conscious of what you're eating so that you make sure that part is in there too.
It is 80%. And, you know, again, 9 out of 10 clients who write down what they've been eating throughout the week aren't eating enough.
I'm not sure that that was my problem. What I found, though, eating fresh food is amazing. I ate so much more volume before and seemed to always
be
eating and be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And now
you're satiated.
Yeah, with real food, you're...
And hydration.
Now, why didn't I get that before? Oh, aren't you so happy I'm drinking water?
It's never... Yes, it blew my mind that you didn't. We live in the desert.
She force-fed me water.
A
the
lot,
first, when
yes,
I, first
I
went.
Did.
You're such a great model. We just have another minute left. You're such a great model and mentor to so many. Is there anybody that mentored you?
I had a few people who influenced me. My husband was my biggest supporter, and he is the one who got me in the best shape. So if I have to give credit to anybody, I'd give it to my husband.
Oh, that's sweet. I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too.
So, Nina, thank you so much for sharing so much wonderful information for us. And if Nina has inspired you to move to action, which I'm sure she has, make sure that you let us know. Go to her Facebook page, which is Nina Waldman,
yes.
on Facebook, or your website,
www.vegaspilates.net.
Or visit us on movingpeopletoaction.com or Facebook, Moving People to Action. Join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on KLAV 1230. Make sure you go to the website, movingpeopletoaction.com, to listen to previous shows and to get a list of upcoming guests. This is Amy Ayoub with Moving People to Action. Until next week, thank you again, Nina.
Thank you.
Down the street, yeah. When a bus driver and a shopkeeper and a teacher I happened to meet there.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together, we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Don't miss Stay Healthy Las Vegas with Jeff Burke from 8 to 9 a.m. Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jaron Jensen, board-certified pediatric dentist and owner of Smile Reef, the premier children's dental practice. None of us love going to the dentist, especially our children, but proper dental care is critical to your child's health. Join me every other Thursday at 1 p.m. for Smile Reef Radio. We have fun conversations on oral hygiene and answer questions about sedation dentistry and caring for your children's teeth. I hope you'll join me every other Thursday at 1 p.m. for Smile Reef Radio.
Hi, this is Jared Penn.
Hi, this is Shelley Panzarella.
I'm Greg Bloom. Listen to our show, Real Vegas, Real Estate and Lending in Las Vegas, Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Our show is committed to helping the Las Vegas market. We will talk about and educate Las Vegas residents on the latest news and trends in real estate and lending. It is our goal to get everyone in the Valley to work together. We will be interviewing notable people in the Las Vegas Valley and getting their views and ideas about our market. We encourage you to call the show with your real estate and lending questions. Real Vegas, Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate here, lowering the interest that banks charge.
So, amidst all this craziness, how's your retirement plan coming? Ooh, you need to listen to You and Your Money with Mike Keeler this Thursday night at 6. Learn about the five key areas of financial planning and how you can put them to work for you. It's You and Your Money this Thursday night at 6 or online at youandyourmoneyshow.com.
Hey, listen up. If you're a military veteran, if you're related to a veteran, or if you know a veteran, you'll enjoy the Veterans Reporter radio show every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with me. I'm your host, Chuck N. Baker. Every week, we will explore veterans' issues and we'll have guests who will talk about topics of interest to and about the veterans community. And if you don't listen, you'll have to give me 20 push-ups.
Don't miss out on Financial Fridays here at KLAV 1230 a.m. at 3 p.m. each Friday. Hi, I'm Leonard Wright, Money Doctor for the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
And I'm Scott Taylor, shareholder with Piercy, Bowler, Taylor & Kern, delivering innovative strategies for keeping money in your pocket for over 20 years.
Jason A. Thomas, a partner with Fair, Anderson & Langerman, our 80 years of combined experience will give you the information you need to make wise financial decisions.
So join Jason, Scott, and Leonard each Friday at 3 p.m. for epiphanies that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dave
and Amanda Vaughn,
personal health and fitness trainers. Join us every Friday at 6 p.m. for Forget the Gym Fridays. We will be educating you on all the aspects of the fitness world and discussing what you need to know about your daily workout and the way to tone up.
We'll talk about new diets that are good for you and what to eat and how to eat healthy, even when you're in a hurry. We'll discuss the right way to lose weight effectively and safely. We'll answer all your questions to maintain a healthy and vibrant body. Listen in every Friday at 6 p.m. for Forget the Gym Fridays.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Jesus said, as I am lifted up, all are lifted to me. That's a spiritual principle. As any of us are lifted up, we can all rise together. Join us for the Practical Christian Hour, brought to you by the Family Music Center, meeting all your music needs with instrument rentals and personal lessons at all three locations, and by Optima Financials and Insurance, specializing in securing your future.
The Practical Christian Hour, brought to you by Family Music Centers, every Saturday at noon, here on KLAV.
Welcome, everyone, to Dance Charisma's Dancing on Air. I'm your host, Nancy Neese. We're here every other Tuesday at 9 o'clock p.m. We'll be talking about all things dance. And if you have any questions or stories you want to share about your dance experiences, good or bad, just call in and tell us about it. We'll be telling you about places to dance in Las Vegas, and we'll be bringing you a story from the world of dance. So that's Dance Charisma's Dancing on Air, every other Tuesday at 9 o'clock, or check us out at dancecharisma.com.
Hello, this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
love us on radio, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. We are KLAV.